This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Good morning, Sam Smith.
G'day.
G'day.
How's
Matt?
It going?
Very well, thank you. Really looking forward to this one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you.
What
yes.
a beauty, mate.
Today we're looking at Kendrick Lamar. And his second studio album, Good Kid, Mad City, which is turning five.
Oh my gosh, it's turning five.
Yeah,
it's so
starting
cute.
School.
Oh my gosh, starting school.
Yeah.
It's going to have a little backpack that it can fit into.
Yep. Yeah. Like every good kid. So, of course, I thought it would be just a good idea to look at this, given Kendrick Lamar has just released his fourth record, Damn, which is getting a lot of good, positive feedback from people.
Yeah.
Incidentally, just this morning, I read an article that his Damn is now the fastest selling record of 2017. And went to number one in the United States, and I think it went to number two in New Zealand. So yeah, doing very well.
Awesome.
So Kendrick Lamar, of course, from Compton. He was born and raised in Compton, LA, and started rapping as a teenager, releasing a mixtape under the name K-Dot, which got him the attention of an indie label called Top Dog Entertainment, whom he would then go on to release his first official mixtape, called Training Day, in 2005. He would then go on to release a further three more mixtapes in the later half of the 2000s before releasing his first studio album, Section 80, in 2011, and all of these were independent releases. But the release of Section 80 then brought him the attention of some major labels, and he would ultimately sign with the two labels, Aftermath and Interscope Records, with whom he would release Good Kid, Mad City on, which was his first major label release.
I feel like that was the entire year that I listened to that for like an entire summer. And like, yeah, you can play the entire album. How did you choose everything?
It was hard. I had to like think about it very carefully because there's so many good tracks on here. We could have really just played the whole album, to be honest.
Yeah, you could have just introduced it and been like, this is the album. This is
here
the whole album. Yeah.
I tried to pick a bit of, just make things a bit varied and a couple of surprises and not just pick kind of some of the obvious tracks, I guess.
Yeah, okay,
It was hard. It was really hard. So I guess by 2012, he'd done time sort of building a following, releasing music independently and generating interest. I guess doing what he had to do to lay the foundations for his career and moving up the rap scene. He wasn't an instant breakout success. He had to put in the time, a good 6 or 7 years before he would get the attention of a major label and some, I guess, mainstream attention.
Yeah.
Just a bit about this album in particular. So he recorded this album in LA with a host of producers, some who have stayed with him throughout his career. The executive producer was Compton's own rap hero, Dr. Dre, of course, from NWA. He'd also had working with him Pharrell and also Soundwave and Terrace Martin. A lot of those people have worked with him on every record he's put out since this one. And I think he had about 20 producers working on this record, which these days is pretty standard.
Is it?
Most hip-hop releases have a lot of producers working
on them. Well, I mean, of course, it's highly produced. It's part of the sound that's going around these days.
Because it wasn't always the case with hip-hop. Back in the day, in the 80s and early 90s, it was just kind of one person or two people.
A mastermind.
Exactly, and the group themselves. But these days, they bring in people, just to produce one or help out on one track.
So this
album had a lot of people working on it. The album was very much centered and influenced by Lamar's hometown of Compton, and in fact the title itself was based on the nickname he'd given himself, which was a good kid in a mad city, according to him. The name refers basically to his being this innocent child and how the city kind of affected him growing up, and just all those things that he experienced growing up in Compton. In terms of the sound of the record, I would say it's quite a traditional rap record, definitely rooted in 90s hip-hop, particularly from LA and Atlanta. I mean, you can definitely, I think, draw comparisons with Outkast on here, and also a lot of G-Funk from the early 90s. So Dr. Dre's first debut solo record, The Chronic, and a lot of that stuff that was coming out from then. Production, it's quite downbeat. There's lots of kind of atmospheric beats, quite subtle background vocals. It was certainly not that similar to other hip-hop from around the time, which obviously was quite contemporary in terms of lots of production and heavy use of auto-tune, etc. This record is not like that at all. It's definitely a kind of a throwback type of record, I would say. Yeah. Mm. And lyrically, as I've mentioned, it chronicles basically his life growing up in Compton, the harsh realities of that. So obviously there's themes here such as economic disenfranchisement, sort of gang violence and culture, and just life within the context of growing up in Compton.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So I thought we'd start with the fifth track on the record, which is called Money Trees. And this one features fellow rapper J-Rock. And both Kendrick and J-Rock, incidentally, were in a hip-hop supergroup together called Black Hippie, along with Absol and Schoolboy Q. And this track has, as I've said, has a strong West Coast G-Funk feel to it. You can hear shades of Outkast, I think, in the vocals. And the track also features backing vocals from an R&B singer called Anna Weiss, and also contains a sample of a Beach House song, Silver Soul. So, yeah, hope you enjoy.
What's persuasive? From 9 to 5, I know it's vacant, you bitch. Dreams of living life like rappers do. Back when condom rappers wasn't cool. I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros. Then Usher Raymond let it burn came on. Hot sauce all at night, I rhyming, you bitch. Park the car, then we start rhyming, you bitch. The only thing we had to free our mind. Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs. You looking like an easy come up, yeah, bitch. A silver spoon, I know you come from, yeah, bitch. And that's a lifestyle that we never knew. Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or Hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever. And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say fuck them niggas that you game with, that's just how I feel. Nah. $8 might just make that lane switch, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to $1 million and we all rich, that's just how I feel.
Dreams of living life like rappers do. Bump that new E40 at the school. You know big ballin' with my homies. Bro Stevens had us thinking rational. Back to reality, we poor, yeah, bitch. Another casualty at war, yeah, bitch. Two bullets in my Uncle Tony head. He said one day I'll be on tour, yeah, bitch. That Louis burgers never be the same. Hey, Louis Belder never ease that pain. But I'ma purchase when that day is jerking. Pull off at churches with Pirelli skirting. Gang signs out the window, yeah, bitch. Hoping all of them offend you, yeah, bitch. They say your hood is a pot of gold. And we go crash it when nobody's home.
Halle Berry or Hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say fuck them niggas that you game with, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might just make that
mic, turn to a million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Be the last one out to get this dough. No way, love one of your bucket headed hoes. No way, hit the streets, then we break the code. No way, hit the brakes when they on patrol. No way, be the last one out to get this dough.
Rock up in them projects where them niggas pick your pockets. Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, baking soda, Yola whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my dog and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, this the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this a way, better way. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel.
Ken, just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you weren't gonna be back here on time anyway. Look. Shit. I just want to get out the house, man. This man is on one. He feeling good. And a motherfucker. Shit, I'm trying to get my thing going, too. I'm going to Maryland house. Just bring my car back. Shit, he made it. He feeling good. Look, listen to him.
You got a big old fat ass, girl. Girl, I want your body. I want your body. Because of that big old fat ass.
See, he has hell. Yeah, he ain't even tripping off them dominoes no more. Just bring the car back.
Did somebody say domino?
I love that. That's
everybody
cool.
Everybody said domino.
Everybody said domino. It's awesome. So that was Money Trees. Very catchy hook in that one. Very catchy. So the next track we're going to play is the fourth single, which was released from the album. It's called Poetic Justice. And this one features Toronto rapper Drake. And it also samples Janet Jackson's hit Anytime, Anyplace. Mm. And again, this track, like Money Trees just before, holds true to the downbeat feels and smooth flow that you get in West Coast hip-hop, but also Southern hip-hop as well.
I just love that line, Poetic Justice.
It's a good line, isn't it? Poetic Justice.
It reflects a lot in life. Like every now and then, you know, if someone gets karma, it's just like a form of poetic justice.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good. Yeah.
It's good.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high. Hands up high. Tell them that lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit, and I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation, I can tell. But I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just know what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just know what you want. Poetic.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice. Poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh. Good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it. And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song. Alright.
You can get it.
And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song. Alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it. And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
Is this scary?
One more time, homie.
Where's you?
Hey,
where
is it? Here from Serang. Hey, you over here from Serang, homie?
I don't care who this nigga over here from. You don't tell me where you're from. It's Serang. I'm sorry.
Hold on. We're gonna do it like this, okay? I'm gonna tell you where I'm from, okay? You're gonna tell me where you from, okay? Or where your grandma stay, where your mama stay, or where your daddy stay, okay?
All this talking.
As a matter of fact, get out the van, homie. Get out the car before I snatch you out that motherfucker, homie.
Oh.
Sorry.
Just a bit of a...
Well, it's just the end with the soundbite stuff. It gets really confusing with the old...
And it fades into the next track.
Yeah, and it fades into the next track perfectly.
That's what I like albums that kind of transition like that, connects the tracks together. This is like one flowing album.
Yeah, it is. It's a perfect album.
So that was Poetic Justice, and again, a nice little skit at the end there, which was cool. And that segued nicely into the next track, which kicks off side two of the record. It's called Good Kid, and this kind of chronicles Kendrick's realization of wanting to get out of Compton, but at the same time it also details the negative effects of gang culture and being racially profiled by police. And this track is pretty much part one of a two-part narrative that falls within the album's title tracks. So we got part one here, which is Good Kid, and then part two being the next track, Mad City, which we'll hear after this track. They kind of link together quite nicely.
Inside these
wars, and you see him having withdrawals of a prisoner on his way. Trapped inside your desire to fire bullets that stray. Track a tire, just tell you I'm tired and ran away. I should ask a choir, what do you require to sing a song that acquire me to have faith? That's the record spin, I should pray. For the record, I recognize that I'm easily prey. I got ate alive yesterday. I got hand of my city building, it's probably big, it's a building. Me jumping off of the roof, it's me just playing it safe. But what am I supposed to do when the topic is red or blue? And you understand that I ain't, but no, I'm accustomed to just a couple that look for trouble and live in the street with rank. No better picture to paint than me walking from Bible study and call his homies, because he had said he noticed my face from a function that took in place. They was wondering if I banged. Step on my neck and get blood on your Nike checks. I don't mind, cause one day you respect the good kid, Mad City.
Mass hallucination, baby. Ill education, baby. Wanna reconnect with your elation. This is your station, baby.
All I see is strobe lights blinding me in my hindsight. Finding me by myself. Promise me you can help. In all honesty, I got time to be copacetic until you had finally made decision to hold me against my will. It was like a head-on collision that folded me standing still. I can never pick out the difference and grade a cop on the bill. Every time you clock in the morning, I feel you just wanna kill all my innocence while ignoring my purpose to persevere as a better person. I know you heard this and probably in fear, but what am I supposed to do when the blinking of red and blue flash from the top of your roof and your dog has to say roof and you ask, lift up your shirt cause you wonder if a tattoo of affiliation can make it a pleasure to put me through gang fouls. But that don't matter because the matter is racial profile. I heard them chatter, he's probably young but I know that he's down. Step on his neck as hard as your bulletproof vest. He don't mind, he know and never respect the good kid, Mad City.
Mass hallucination, baby. Ill education, baby. Wanna reconnect with your elation. This is your station, baby.
All I see in this room, 20 zannies in these rooms, growing candy for pain. Can we live in the same society? It's entirely stressful upon my brain. You hired me as a victim, I quietly hope for change. When violence is the rhythm, inspired me to obtain the silence in this room with 20 zannies and strooms. Some grown-up candy, I lost it, I feel it's nothing to lose. The street's sure to release the worst out of my best. Don't mind, cause now you up in your net. The good kid, Mad City.
Mass hallucination, baby. Ill education, baby. Wanna reconnect with your elation. This is your station, baby.
BFM. That's Good Kid with by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, part one of a two-part kind of narrative, which we're now going to continue with Mad City, which is the second part in this kind of story. In this track, he's telling the story more of his upbringing and sort of the corruption around him and the results that come out of that. He talks about how he saw his uncle being shot, how he got fired from his job for allegedly robbing. He tells the story of how he smoked marijuana that was laced with cocaine and how because of this he now doesn't smoke weed anymore.
Those sorts
of very personal kind of stories. It's a very autobiographical track about life in Compton, and hence, I guess, the phrase Mad City, which incidentally also stands for Me and Angel on Angel Dust.
True.
That's what it stands for. This track also features Compton rapper MC8 and also samples Ice Cube's track Bird in the Hand. And again, sound-wise, I think this track has more of a harsher West Coast kind of gangster rap feel to it. Compared to some of the earlier tracks, which are more kind of smooth, kind of chilled. This one's kind of more aggressive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear
yak, 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 yak.
Man down, where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma? Stay on my nigga, this Mad City I run my nigga.
Brace yourself.
myself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking crack or moon cocaine. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, Yang Yang, YG Lucky, ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly, waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and Conan's, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver's seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his brains blown out at the same burger stand where jokes hang out. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at him different. That was back when I was nine, Joey packed a nine. Pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with four guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it's up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk. Picking up the fucking pump, picking off you sucker, sucker, dick or die, a sucker punch. A wall of bullets coming from AKs, ARs, AR, duck. That's what mama said when we was eating that free lunch. Oh man, goddamn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94, fuck your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose, you wind up dead on the news. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BG's up to pre-approve. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the Osleys. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes except when we in traffic and tragic happens, that shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy your chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mass City.
Bend down, where you from? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city I run, my nigga.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear
yak, yak, yak.
Wake your punk ass up. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. Real simple and plain. Let me teach you some lessons about the street. Hood. Ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. How we do?
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room of my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. Hit the light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security guard for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends to stage a robbery the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Cocaine laced in marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. I was straight tweaking the next weekend, we broke even. I made a legion that made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Cocaine, weed. Niggas been mixing shit since the 80s, low. Sharp steaks, bug naked. Death, make a nigga flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked as shit. Block a nigga in. Alondra, Rosecrans, bullets. It's Cap. I'm still in the hood. Nope, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. The hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they bang. And niggas that rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. Yeah. Couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, horse turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the pistol grip. Yeah. Trip, we in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause yeah, it's so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand and a burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed that nigga at 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick you seen in the street with a basketball and some now ladies to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the sea? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper that hold the codicil like hostage. Kill them all if they gossip, the children of the corn. Saving the lies and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the powder, then watch this flame that arrive in his eye. This account with the concept is aiming, they bang in the slide. Out that bitch with deposit, a price on his head. The tides probably go to the project's eye. Live inside the belly of the rough, Compton, USA. Made me an angel, angel dust.
look past Dr. Bottle. Damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up. What you holding it for? Niggas always acting insensitive and shit.
Nigga, that ain't no word.
Nigga, shut up. Now, Doc, you good, my nigga? Don't even trip. Just lay back and drink that.
Awesome. So that was Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. And I'm just going to cut to an ad break. I'll be with you soon with the last track for Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
The New Zealand International Film Festival's autumn events. Must-see classic movies and premieres on the big screen. The director's cut of seminal rockumentary Woodstock, 3 Days of Peace and Love. Terrence Malick's mind-boggling masterwork, Voyage of Time. And Werner Herzog's legendary Fitzcarraldo, alongside its classic making-of documentary, Burden of Dreams. Autumn events, May 10th to 21st at the Academy and over 3 days from May 12th to 14th at the Civic. Tickets from Ticketmaster or nziff.co.nz.
Back on the K after a sellout show last year at Neck of the Woods, Mucho Aroha and Grindin are proud to present the return of a legend, the godfather of dancehall himself, Johnny Osborne.
I don't want no ice cream, love, that's too cold for me.
With an influence on Jamaican music stretching back to the late 60s, Osborne's incredible artistic legacy helps bring reggae sound system culture to the world. Don't miss this date with the master. Johnny Osborne returns with support from Fatta of Soul Stereo Sound Fame, Dubhead and Jaffa Mafia. Live at Neck of the Woods, May 6th. Tickets from Under the Radar.
Psych Dance Duo and the Sound of After Dark, Jewel, released their debut self-titled EP. Combining dreamlike vocals, driving drum beats and riffs, their debut single Yellow smashed its way into the BFM Top 10 and topped the NZ Alternative Airplay charts. Follow-up singles and shows have cemented their reputation for dirgy, psychedelic late-night splendor. The debut EP from Jewel, out now on Spotify, iTunes and all usuals. Download your copy today.
No! I run out into the front garden. Why? Why? Why?
My wife's standing there going, I think you're overreacting.
Smashing laughs out of the chaos of his life and the uncertain world that surrounds it, never mind the Buzzcocks, funny man Phil Jupitus brings his new stand-up show, Duplicity, to Auckland Sky City Theatre, Monday, May 1st. Phil Jupitus Live. Book now at Ticketek.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy.
What happened to him, my liege?
Oh, alas, alas, he searches for a theatre show and never found it.
So, he died?
Aye, death hath taken his bosom.
Because he couldn't find a theatre show?
'Tis tragedy, such sweet sorrow.
But that's all, no Spanish flu or poison or like gout or something.
Oh, he was riddled with black death, up to the gills with it. But 'twas the lack of theatre that took this sweet soul.
Yeah, sure.
Don't be a Yorick. Just listen to the BFM Theatre Guide. Tune in every Thursday morning on breakfast and get clued up on the histrionic happenings around the city. The BFM Theatre Guide. Proudly brought to you by the Vic Devonport, the best cinema and performing arts venue in the city. Only 15 minutes away by ferry. Check out their splendid schedule at thevic.co.nz.
Kia ora everyone. We're reviewing Kendrick Lamar's album, 2012 album, and this is our last track, which will be coming up
rushed,
real soon.
We're going to finish just some of the reception legacy of the record. So it did well commercially. It went to number 2 in the United States and number 7 in New Zealand. It was considered a big breakout album for him, and it also got nominated for 5 Grammys. And it was also very well received by critics on its release. It was widely praised by reviewers for the lyrics and the narratives and the production. And it was considered to be one of the best albums of 2012, voted the best album by Pitchfork, Complex and the BBC, and the second best album by Billboard, Spin and Time magazine.
Hear, hear.
And it is now considered one of the best albums of the decade so far, and also one of the great modern hip-hop records.
Great, so you're leaving us
with the recipe. Was his commercial debut single, and it doesn't feature on the original track listing of the record, but is on the deluxe edition of it, and this one features Dr. Dre as well, who of course was the executive producer of this record. So yes, thank you very much
Sam for coming
no
in
worries.
And see you next week.
Bye
bye.
every morning when I wake up. Money on my mind, go time to get kicked up. Sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living, but really though, it's never enough. 10 billion, that's a must. Living in California, everybody wanna visit for. They come for. From all around the world for the. These niggas are kill for that. Put it in your grill for that. Still everybody gotta build for that. Me, I make meals off that. How the fuck y'all can't see I ride when I drive down the block and you look outside. H-A-T-E in your eyes. I enter big money for the enterprise. It's a beautiful day, I guess. For a bitch to roll with Andre, I guess. Roll it up, baby, come on, lift that trust and roll it up for me when I'm stressed.
You might catch me in Atlanta.
My nigga said he wanna fly out to get him some 3 W's, only for a 3-day run. Bitch, take the motherfucking pennies off, you ain't no none shit. I be living in the sky every time I ride by them hoes. Ribbon in the sky on the radio, cause Stevie know I control. Let it breathe, I control. California living till I am old. We want to be on, to peek on the charts, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. She ain't the coupe, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start. Fuck with a nigga, ride with a nigga. Let him know I'm priority, order me Hennessy and for my niggas, OG killer. Call it Jason, boys, boy, he on his job. Boy, he sure be having the marks on they mark. Pretty bitches and tire marks. Let him inhale the pipe exhaust. Let him reveal how much it costs for this life. Controlling my vice? No way, hell no, If I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right. We want to be on, to peek on the charts, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. Women, we weather, it's not my fault that it's 82 degrees and my top peel off.
You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss. New Orleans and then Miami, party in New York. Texas, I be screwed up. Chi-town, I be really pimping. But nothing like my hometown, now forever living. Look me in Atlanta.
They come from.
For the women, for the women.
From all around the world for the.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.